How do you tell if someone's under the influence of marijuana? When is a person too impaired to drive? Well, questions like that are going to be asked in Nevada quite a bit in the months and years ahead, now that the state has decided to allow the medicinal use of marijuana. Some are saying we should use blood tests to detect marijuana use. Others have said we should follow California's example and say drivers have to be able to function. Joining us now to discuss this issue is State Senator Tick Sagerbloom. He sponsored the legislation in the last legislature to implement the medical marijuana initiative. Senator Sagerbloom, welcome back to KNPR.
Good morning.
Good morning. Why can't we use a numerical system like we do for alcohol? Too much of the active ingredients for marijuana and you're guilty of DUI, let's say.
Well, as the testimony showed the other day, there is no correlation between the numerical numbers and being impaired. And the fact is, marijuana is, unlike alcohol, is in your system a long time, so that somebody who ingested marijuana at some level days or weeks ago could show up with something in their bloodstream or in their urine and has no correlation to their ability to drive at the time they were involved in an accident.
Okay, so what's the alternative to that kind of a measurement system?
Well, it's what they do in California, which is basically a performance-based analysis. And police officers are trained to evaluate people. If they think there's something, like you have you walk a line or they look at your eyes, if they think you're impaired, they can book you, they can ask for your blood, they can see later on what's in your system, and then also compare how you were able to perform, and that would be the basis for charging someone with being under the influence.
Yeah, it sounds like that kind of takes us back to an earlier era before breathalyzers and such, where police evidence for drunk driving would rely on the smell of alcohol, bad driving, slurring of words. Are we going to have to rely on that kind of subjective police evidence for marijuana?
Well, currently that's the only thing we have, because it really depends on the person as far as the levels. But the testimony was that the current levels, which are 2, 5, and 15, have no correlation to anything. And they were just put in there because at the time the law was passed, that was the lowest level that could be show up in a test. But there's absolutely no correlation between those numbers and being under the influence. And in my mind, if you have a law that is totally based on unsound science, it ought to be repealed.
On the other hand, if that's all we've got, aren't we at risk of putting the public in some degree of harm's way if it's that kind of subjectivity that's the ultimate criterion?
Well, the reality is that is what you use in other states. I said that's what's used in California with 40 million people. And they've had medical marijuana a lot longer than we have. If it works over there, and a lot of those individuals, frankly, are going to be coming to Nevada. And to have them come from a system where they are based on their performance and come to Nevada where, as soon as they cross the state line, they are already guilty of a DUI just because of what's in their system from weeks or months before, that's not tenable for a tourism economy like ours. Mm-hmm. People have to be able to come here and know that they'll be treated fairly just as they were in their home state.
Now, you promised to sponsor a bill in the next legislature to change the law so we would adopt something like the California law on driving under the influence of marijuana. What chance does that law have of passing?
Well, I'm not sure. The subcommittee that I chair on marijuana, we had discussed this issue last week, and we actually voted on it. I think it was 9-3 to go forward with changing the law. It'll go to a criminal justice committee that I also chair next month, and then it will go to the legislature. And I'm not sure where it will go, but I believe that when people start to realize that medical marijuana is becoming a part of our society, that it is medicine. If you take OxyContin, there is no automatic test that says if you have so much in your blood, you are guilty of a DUI. We all know that's a much more serious drug than marijuana. So we're just saying let's treat it like other legal drugs, because that's what marijuana is in Nevada now. And if you're under the influence, then you should be punished. But if you're not under the influence, you shouldn't be unfairly punished.
State Senator Tick Sagerbloom, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tick Sagerbloom is chairman of the Advisory Commission of the Administration of Justice's Subcommittee on the Medical Use of Marijuana. He's backing a plan to model Nevada's DUI law for marijuana use on California's test of how well a driver can drive.